Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At American Eagle, we've got everything you need for everywhere you want to be. Get the hottest styles and trending looks to elevate your fashion game. This spring, we're going wild for bold prints, utility-inspired looks, and can't-miss camo prints. Plus, your favorite jeans just got even better. Now reimagined for max comfort, without losing that authentic jean look. Visit AE.com to shop online or in-store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 10:46. Back here on the Fan, it's BT and Sal. Brandon's here. Sal Licata Show. 888-808-1019 is our number. Do a little Knicks later, a little Johnnies as they at least. And listen, they're going to beat Seton Hall over the weekend. They will get the regular season title all by themselves for the first time since 91-92. And next couple of weeks going to be absolutely on fire with St. John's. We'll do some of that as well. I came across this list, the top 10 New York athletes. You would imagine that we can pick this list apart, and we will do that a little later as well. So we've got some Jet stuff up there, and we'll get back to the Jet calls. Now, at least, let's incorporate a little bit of a different spin with the G-Men, who, as you know, if you listen to the show, follow social media, I've been saying Stafford for a while. Like, I just think it makes sense. Since the Rams won once, they can justify, all right, we're going to kind of reset, recalibrate, rather than giving him the $50 million a year that he wants. Now, maybe they'll do it, and the reports are now seemingly that they're more open to it than they were. All right, just for a moment, without trying to poke holes in that viability, the story's viability, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to take it at face value, and for now, I'm going to say Stafford's back with the Rams, and let's push this thing forward with the Giants. Although I don't fully believe it, because I know the Giants want him. I think the Raiders will want him. I think the Colts might want him. I think Miami could mess around and want him. I wouldn't use the Jets. I don't think the Jets will want him. But the Steelers, I think there's a lot of teams out there that are going to make a real play for Stafford that's going to entice the Rams to eventually make a trade. But let's pretend they don't bite, and he's back with the Rams. What are the Giants doing? I mean, if there is no way, let me just roll through a few things that simply cannot happen. Aaron Rodgers with the Giants cannot happen. I'm not even wasting time on that. No. Sam Darnold, I don't think it will happen. I don't love it. I think you're overpaying. I really do. But, 10, 15, 20% possibly? I almost think of, if we're talking former Jet quarterbacks, I almost think it's the better route would be to take a flyer on Zach, and just not as the starter maybe, but you know, if you're going to have him battle somebody, whatever, you know, come in, he's 25, he spent the year with Peyton in the building. I don't know, see if he learned anything. He's going to be cheap, pennies on the dollar, right? Speaking of pennies on the dollar, like, this would drive me nuts if Kirk Cousins was the quarterback of the Jets, and I've got to maintain that same energy for the Giants because I just don't want to see him play football. And Kirk Cousins, the only thing that changes this a little bit is that he's very cheap based on, you know, the if there is some sort of a trade or a buyout, you're getting him. I mean, he's still serviceable. He's not a scrub. He's got no mobility. And the Jets went through that with Aaron Rodgers. Jones obviously can move, but, you know, once he was down, why are we going backwards here? You're trying to save jobs. You're trying to score points. Kirk Cousins, who's very limited athletically, he's pretty much been a dome quarterback for a long time. I don't love that. I would not do that. Even though it's going to be cheap, that gives me pause, but I still wouldn't do it at the end of the day. Now, I mean, the draft stuff is too easy. For me, and we've said this a million times, I think Shedeur Sanders is obviously, well, unless it's a smokescreener, maybe I shouldn't say obviously, but has been more connected to the Giants. That's not what I would do. I would, if I want to draft a kid, I mean, they have to like him, clearly. I think Cam Ward's better. You know that by now. So I would take Cam Ward over Shedeur Sanders. I'll tell you what. Really, when you factor in money and upside and style, and even excitement, which you can't really factor that in too much because you got to win. And season tickets are sold anyway. It's not like you're trying to entice fans. Oh, wow, you know, there's 37,000 empty seats at MetLife. Maybe I'll buy a Giants ticket because they get this player I'm about to mention, and maybe he's going to be electric. Every ticket sold. You get them on the secondary market for $9 when these teams stink, but they're all sold. So what would I do if I'm the Giants? I would do the same thing that I've been preaching the Jets to do. Justin Fields. That's what I would do.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
Now, the reason why I would love him for the Giants, since this is a Giants conversation, I've referenced the Jets, but this is a Giants conversation. What's the biggest knock on Justin Fields, Hoff? What's the biggest knock so far on Justin in his career? Look at Justin Fields. Why hasn't he been better than as advertised, or why has he not been quite as good as he? Why not? What's the reason?
Well, I think it's because of the talent around him, personally speaking.
All right, that's not the answer that I would use. And I'm not saying that you're wrong. I think more directly, turnovers. And if there's one thing that we saw Dable coach out of Daniel Jones immediately in year one back in 2022 was hold on to the freaking ball. Yeah, so I factor this in. You know, that's been a skill set that Dable has shown. I know that DeVito didn't look the same this year. He got banged up as well. But even when DeVito came in last year, he protected the ball enough where I think it's transferable. I think that's just something Dable's good at. And like Daniel Jones, you would be able to unleash him running the football. What did Jones have? 750 yards rushing? 8 rushing touchdowns back in 22, something like that. He only threw 15 touchdowns, and I'm pretty sure he had 8 on the ground. I don't know, Hoff, if you want to double-check that, if not, whatever. Justin Fields, to me, the price tag would match. The upside's tantalizing. I think the style fits the Giants. Steal a couple of wins here. You know, you have him out there with Malik Nabers and Robinson and Theo Johnson. Maybe you draft one more weapon there. To me, it's Fields. You know, I don't know that that's what they're going to do. But again, this is all under the premise, say, of the Rams deciding last second, which it seems they might. You know what? We're not going to trade Stafford. We're going to retain him. You know, here's a couple of $100 million to come back to L.A. What do the Giants do? That's what I think they should do. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sound on the Fan. Obviously, also talking Jets, of course. Dr. Bob is in Roslyn. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, BT? How are you enjoying your vacation this week?
No, vacation. He's on vacation. I'm working.
Yeah, but you don't got to listen to how loud he is.
Nah, dude. Come on. He's my partner, man.
We love Sal. Let me ask you a question. I know that, obviously, with the Jets and the big dead cap hit because of Rodgers, but why does nobody talk about Stafford going to the Jets, since they always seem to think they're in a win-now mode? They got a lot of good weapons on offense.
Yeah.
They could use that 7th pick for maybe a good offensive lineman or another weapon. And now you got Stafford coming in for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good defense, and maybe you got a shot of winning. I mean,
well, hold on. They have a good defense? Defense was awful. Good defense.
I think it was coached poorly.
It was horrendous.
It was a lot better when Sal had them for a year.
True. And I know that they already, you don't even have to put the tape on to know that the Jets have to get somebody to stop the run, which is part of the reason why defensively they were very vulnerable a year ago, not to mention all the stupid penalties. The defense will be better, but I wouldn't say that it's good. I need to see what they do before I say that they're good. But I do get your point, Lucy. I understand what you're saying.
Is the only reason why no one's talking about Stafford to the Jets just because the cap hit is so bad with Rodgers right now?
I don't know. I think it's partly monetarily based, and thanks for the call there, Bob. I also think, at least from my perspective, and maybe this is foolish on my part, because I don't think it was all Aaron Rodgers' fault, and I still think Matthew Stafford could play. Let's get a different script from Hollywood, huh? Didn't we just see this movie? You know, that doesn't mean that Stafford's going to rip his Achilles day one. But, you got to find the quarterback for the big picture, don't you? And, you know, if last year, say if Zach was still here and it was Zach's show and they never messed around with Rodgers, you know what? I probably would be saying go out there and get Stafford with the energy that I'm saying it for the Giants. I'm sure that I would. Been burned. And again, not all Rodgers' fault. They just need to find a quarterback for more than a year or two. Yeah, you got to do it before we all drop dead. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sal right here on the Fan.